This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by the Deck of Stories Kickstarter. The Deck of Stories is a fresh new storytelling system that helps you to create a legendary adventure in just 15 minutes, so you can spend less time prepping D&D and more time actually playing. Check it out on Kickstarter.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. So incapacitated.
Incapacitated. This is the most important one to know. Let me repeat that. This is the most important one to know because there's like five or six other conditions that reference back to incapacitated. In fact, we saw it even in grappled, that if the grapple ends, if the grappler is incapacitated, which is a condition, and this is what it does. An incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions. Okay, so that includes all of the actions we talked about when we talked about combat. So the move action, the attack action, casting a spell, using an object, the readied action, all those things, even bonus actions, they're incapacitated. They are, I hate to use a synonym because some of them are other conditions, but basically they're just kind of halted in their tracks. They don't have their body doesn't belong to them for a moment, and they don't have access to all their faculties, and so they can't take actions. And basically, they just get to stand there, and that's it.
So would this be, like, this isn't really unconscious, because that's something different. So this would be like the wind got knocked out of you, or what are some, like, real-life scenarios that you could give us a description of to kind of help clarify a mental image?
Well, again, there's so many ways to incapacitate someone, but what I would say is that perhaps if someone hit you really hard on the head from behind, it didn't knock you out, but you just, for a moment, you're not you, right? You're still awake, you're still breathing, but you ain't doing nothing right now until you kind of get your legs back underneath you.
Right.
So maybe you can still see what's happening, distorted, and everything. But it's just, yeah, you just can't do anything. It just stops you cold, which is kind of fun. I think that the most common way to do this is with hold person, I want to say, does this. Let me see if I can't pick that up real quick. So hold person basically says, they're actually paralyzed. Never mind. Which is always fun. But paralyzed is one of the other conditions that starts by saying when you're paralyzed, you're incapacitated. Right. So it kind of messes things up. So, incapacitate shows up everywhere, but it isn't always called incapacitate because it's tucked away into something else. Interestingly enough, when someone is concentrating on a spell, the easiest way for them to break the concentration is to take damage, a lot of damage. But there's another way to do it. If you incapacitate them, they drop concentration automatically, which is really interesting to know. And I had a brilliant idea for some game I was in of a way of that I could never lose concentration. And then I was like, oh, or I could be incapacitated or stunned or paralyzed, or okay, there's a bunch of other ways that I could lose concentration. So that's another kind of fun thing that incapacitate does.
Yeah, as you were talking about it, I feel like incapacitated is like the inception of conditions. Mm-hmm. It's like the condition in the other conditions.
It is. It goes all the way down. Like you said at the beginning, I want to end this whole talk by kind of giving people another way to think about the conditions that uses the Russian nesting doll idea you just put forth to their advantage, and being able to remember what the conditions do a little bit better. So, but yeah, incapacitated is a very important one.
So let's get into invisible next.
Yeah, invisible is really cool. Most people don't realize, I think, that it's a condition. They think of it as more like the spell or a natural ability. But
Harry Potter's cloak.
Yeah, exactly. There's a ring, there's a cloak, both legendary, that lets you do this too. But it's a condition conferred onto someone so they can point back to this rule. And so basically it means that you cannot be seen unless there's some kind of special like sense or a magical ability that lets you do that, like true sight. Unless you see magically invisible things. If you have tremor sense, which means you can feel the vibrations in the floor, then you could still see them, but you just can't be seen by using your eyes. And then it also says that if you try to hide, it's like you're being heavily obscured, and but you still leave like tracks and make noise and all that kind of stuff. But like the blinded condition, it's reversed, where if you're invisible, then you have advantage to attack people, and other people have disadvantage to attack you, because you have your own little personal bubble of blindedness for everybody else.
And this one usually isn't, you know, a condition like some of the others where it takes, you know, like blinded, you have to remove the blindfold or something. Like, it's usually more of like you're wearing something or you've been imbued with something. Typically, you don't like, I don't know, I guess you could have a potion that turns you invisible that now you can't become uninvisible or something.
Right.
But
yeah. So yeah, this is a condition that almost is exclusively magical in nature. I could see some natural effects that do this. If you've ever dropped like a clear glass bead in water and then you're like, wait, where did it go? That's natural invisibility of a sort. And so if a, I don't even know if this is a thing, like a glass golem goes in water and you're like, where did it go?
I love that idea so much.
Yeah, I'm going to mental note and make glass golem. It's invisible now, but it's not magical invisibility. It's a natural form of the, to have the condition invisible. So yeah.
So let's move down the list, and we are on to paralyzed.
Right. Paralyzed is the first one we talked about that uses incapacitated as one of its primary functions. So when you're paralyzed, you're also incapacitated, so no actions or reactions. And then it adds on top of that, you can't move or speak. So that means that you can't even move your hands. You can't even move your, shuffle your feet or turn your head. And also you can't cry out. You can't make any noise. If you have a spell that, you know, that only has a verbal component, you can't do that either. Even if you found some way around the incapacitated part of paralyzed. And then on to add insult to injury, you also automatically fail your strength and dexterity saving throws for obvious reasons. And then again, people can attack you with advantage. And then the worst part of paralyzed, which is really bad, considering we know a low-level way of doing this with hold person, any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature. So you paralyze someone, and now you can go up to them, get advantage on your attack, and if it hits, it turns automatically into a critical hit as long as you're within 5 feet.
So what if that's you naturally brutal. Crit?
Then it's just a crit. You were working too hard for nothing, basically, is that what happens there. So paralyze is a really, really brutal one. And there's a lot of ways to do it. Hold person is one. There's some things that monks can do, I think, that can do that. But if you have a way of paralyzing people, man, do it.
Thanks so much for tuning into the compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.